New observations from the scientific community bring us this news. Chipmunks are tougher than you think. Scientists say it appears that some of the little rodents rode out the ice ages. They didn't move south like most animals. And that raises questions about how animals will adapt to future climate change. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
A graduate student named Kevin Rowe wasn't thinking about ice ages when he packed his gear and set out to study the chipmunks of Illinois. He was simply trying to figure out how the chipmunks were all related. He plotted out an array of sampling sites spaced at 60-mile intervals.
And then went out with a bunch of little metal box traps and went to each site, and I spent a couple summers just camping in my tent and catching chipmunks.
Rowe took a tiny snip of skin from the ears of about 300 chipmunks, let the animals scurry free, and then sent the samples back to the lab for DNA analysis.
We used those to estimate the relationships, just like you would in sort of family relationships. And we were kind of expecting that chipmunks would all be kind of related across Illinois in this area. And we started uncovering that in the eastern part of Illinois that we were getting some really unrelated individuals.
Rowe and his faculty advisors at the University of Illinois took a closer look at these paternity patterns. They conclude that while most chipmunks fled south when the ice sheet approached 40,000 years ago, this one population apparently stayed put in the north.
To our surprise, we uncovered a sort of pattern that they had expanded from north to south.
This is surprising because these chipmunks live in leafy forests, and those forests had supposedly all been forced far south by the Ice Age. So it appears these chipmunks had found small pockets of deciduous woods that somehow managed to survive close to the edge of the ice sheet. Ice Age refuges, if you will.
This was somewhat surprising, but there is some evidence that in the sort of northern parts of Illinois and in Wisconsin and Minnesota, a large area was never covered in ice.
Rowe is publishing these findings in the upcoming Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. His professor and co-author, Ken Page, says the observation challenges the conventional wisdom that animals and their ecosystems simply move south when it gets cold and north when it warms up again to chase the climate they like.
There seems to be a bit of an oversimplification of the patterns that will end up deriving from this global climate change. That is, that organisms will expand their ranges, perhaps northward, in very simple sorts of patterns. And yet, what we see from the chipmunks is anything goes.
The real challenge now is to figure out how much to make of the results from this one species. Steve Jackson, a paleoecologist at the University of Wyoming, says it's tough to extrapolate.
Just like Tip O'Neill said that all politics is local, all ecology is local in a sense.
It's the details of this story that could eventually explain just how this chipmunk and the forest it lived in managed to weather the last ice age so far north. The new research just hints at a much bigger story, Jackson says.
I'm really excited by this kind of study because it's really helping us rethink a lot of our assumptions about the nature of biotic responses to climate change, particularly the climate changes of the past 30,000 years.
And Jackson says those lessons could well apply to the near future. Human-induced climate change in the next few hundred years could well be just as large as the natural change North America has experienced since the last ice age. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.